When Jesus heard about the death of John the Baptist, who had baptized him at the beginning of his ministry, Jesus left the crowds and went to a quiet place, a place where he could stop and rest, take a break from the emotionally tiring work of teaching and healing these crowds of hurting people, take a break and grieve. Jesus needed rest. The fact is, it's hard work taking care of people who are struggling. It's hard work caring for those who are suffering from illness, pain, poverty, injustice, grief, despair. It is draining to help others. Why? Because you're sharing yourself. When you offer a shoulder to lean on, you're helping carry another's burdens. When you hear another's stories of pain, you feel their pain. When you give of your time to help, when you use your energy to dig deep into someone else's situation, when you open your eyes and heart to understand their struggles, when you use your time, your attention, your physical energy, your emotional energy for another person, even if you love doing it, it wears you down, it drains you, it tires you. Until eventually you might find yourself at the point where Jesus found himself when he got this terrible news that John had been beheaded by King Herod. He simply had to rest, to reflect, to pray. Have you ever felt that way? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've experienced a time when your own burdens, coupled with those of your loved ones, piled up with the needs of the community, when it all seemed like too much and you needed to rest. Today, Matthew tells us that is where Jesus was. But then the crowd followed Jesus. They found him. They came around the lake to where he had sailed. They came to him. And despite being so weary, so tired, so needing to rest, when Jesus saw the people hurting and suffering, he had compassion for them. He felt their distress. He was moved to care for them, to pour out his love, God's love upon them. And so he began again to care for the people. Healing, comforting, sharing, until it was nearing the end of the day. He ministered to the people so long that the disciples eventually had had enough. Jesus, they said, it's been a long day. Send these people home so they can find something to eat. And Jesus said, don't send them away, you feed them. Of course, you already know the end of the story. You know that 5,000 men plus women and children are fed from only 5 loaves and 2 fish. But do you see what Jesus is, what Matthew is trying to help us see about Jesus? This is not just a story about multiplying food. This is a story which tells us Jesus was so tired he tries to rest, but with great compassion he goes on and on until the disciples beg him to stop, and even then he does not. Offering the greatest miracle yet, he feeds, he meets the needs of thousands and thousands of people. Do you see? This is the good news. In the midst of all the crises, in the midst of the suffering of humanity, the brokenness of the world, even when it seems there is not enough, that there never could be enough, not enough time, not enough resources, not enough energy, not enough willpower, not enough hands to meet all the needs of the world. God says, but there is. To be completely honest, it's true for us sometimes we individually don't have enough. We can only do so much, each one of us. But the good news is this absolutely is not true of God. And in fact, this is absolutely not true of God's creation. The good news, the gospel tells us, there is enough food, resources, there is enough to satisfy the needs of the whole human family. There is enough, and God never stops acting. God never fails in compassion. This is the good news. When we see the illness, pain, poverty, injustice, grief, despair which surrounds us in the world, in our community, in our own congregation, in our families, it can feel overwhelming. It is so easy to simply give up. It's so easy to say, there's so much brokenness, I can't do anything about it. Indeed, many of us say that at times. But we who follow Jesus, we who hear this story of the feeding of the multitude, this story of God in Christ absolutely refusing to give up, we can be renewed in our hope. We can be renewed in determination. We can be renewed in our dedication in Christ's name through the power of Christ's Spirit to do God's work, to proclaim God's love, God's compassion, God's healing, God's new life to one hurting person at a time. The good news is God works constantly, incessantly, to address suffering and brokenness and pain of the world. And God works through us. God works through us and through so many others, other Christians, people of other faiths, through all who have been moved by the spirit of compassion and hope and love which pervades the world. Of course, we get tired, just as Jesus did. I know sometimes you probably feel that whatever you are doing is not enough, making no difference, useless. And if you were alone, that would be true. But you are not alone. You are with God. You are God's people together. With God's power, we proclaim healing. Together, we share hope. Together, we bring love through compassion for others. With God and with one another, we can do God's work to bring new life to the world. For us and for those to whom God sends us to serve, there is enough. God has created enough. You are enough, not enough to help everyone, but to help someone. And when you act, when you share, when you give, when you care, when you console, when you comfort, when you reach out, when you are kind, when you volunteer, when you share your resources, you are proclaiming God is enough. There is enough. God's love can, God's love will sustain the world. With God pouring out love, opening our hearts to receive and to give love, with God we trust. There is enough, and all will be fed. Amen.